وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful And may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters And welcome to the series of talks for humanity This is Hamza Azizi Previously we talked about a prerequisite and preliminary introduction about one of the verses of chapter Furqan. We said that like the disease which requires three stages to be defeated, committing a sin also has the same stages, the best of which is prevention. And we said that some of the divine instructions, divine orders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us are connected to this goal in order to prevent us from committing a sin. That's why sometimes we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only forbids the act itself, also forbids its prerequisites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His holy book, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خطوات الشيطان A very thoughtful verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Do not follow the devil's steps. What does that mean? It means that not only you are not allowed to commit sins, do not get close to them. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا Do not get close. Because when you get close, you ultimately might fall. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to avoid sins completely. And for this goal, for the sake of this goal, He forbids some other prerequisites of the acts. Now let's get back to the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ One of the characteristics of good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they do not participate in some of the gatherings, some of the sessions, some of occasions. Inshallah, I will explain about that. It seems that the word zur, الَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّور, means whatever deviation from the reality, from the true teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why you see in chapter Hajj, verse 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اجتنبوا قول الزور. Sometimes you are being deviated from the reality, from the true honesty. You do not avoid false speech. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اجتنبوا قول الزور, meaning that avoid false speech. This is the first one. The other one in chapter Furqan, verse 4, the same chapter that we are discussing about, but the initial verses of Furqan. فَقَدْ جَاءُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have certainly come out with wrongdoing and falsehood. So in another verse, Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ مُنْكَرًا مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَزُورًا So you see that seems that the word zur encompasses whatever saying or action that is the manifestation of deviation from the right path. Follow us in order to elaborate the issue more after a short break. Welcome back, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. With this preliminary point, with this introduction to this verse, and then we elaborated a little bit about the word zur, we conclude that the verse is not going to restrict the prohibition to lying. Some translators, interpreters of the Holy Book, they say لا يشهدون الزور means that they do not lie. But it seems that it is not complete, it is not accurate. The word zur means not only saying something against the reality, no, even acting against the reality, acting against the right path. That is also zur. So, and لا يشهدون means not participating. So, the verse is talking about the Ibadur Rahman, and one of their characteristics is that they do not participate in such sessions in which a kind of deviation from the right path, no matter the oral or the practical or actual deviation, whatever type of deviation from the right path, if it is going to take place in a specific gathering, one of the characteristics of Ibadur Rahman is to avoid such meeting, such gathering. And that is very thoughtful. We have to think about that. We understand by this that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes forbids to participate in specific gatherings, specific meeting or parties. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that human beings, if he gets close to the barriers of sins, gradually he will pass the limitations, he will pass the barriers, and then he will join the people who commit sin. I'm sure you have seen some of the military bases, some of the military constructions. The military construction primarily might have two parts, two aspects. One is the building itself, but the whole construction is not restricted to this one. No, sometimes you see that there is a yard, or there is a small road, or there is something connected, attached to this main building. When you get close to that area, sometimes you are being told that you have gotten close to the restricted zone. You might say, okay, this is only the yard. I haven't entered the building, the military building. They would say that no, this yard is somehow connected to our building. We have put a fence around the construction, the hole, in order to prevent anyone to get close to our main building. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a kind of vicinity for the sins. There are two phenomena. One is the sin itself, but the other is the vicinity of the sin. Do not get close. Because if you get close, gradually you would fall into the trap of devil. We will talk about this issue, inshallah, in the next episode more comprehensively. Thank you. والحمد لله رب العالمين. جنة جنة It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. جنة جنة It's all I ever wish for. Oh God.
is